This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kicking off hour number two of Free Talk Live. Live from Porkfest 2014 in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. In the remote mobile studio tonight is Daryl.
Ellen.
And we are being joined by Margot Keys from the Second Amendment Sisters. Margot, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Daryl.
Now, get up as close to that microphone as you possibly can.
I had to adjust it for my height.
Yes, that's one of the perils of having rotating people in one seat is not everyone is the same height when they sit down. And, Margot, you're, like I said, with the Second Amendment Sisters.
Yes.
What are the Second Amendment Sisters, other than a group of women that like guns?
Well, there are many groups of women who like guns, but we also are an advocacy group to make sure we offer women opportunities to not only shoot guns, but also follow legislation and participate in rallies. And make sure that you know what's all happening in your state, who your legislators are that are pro and anti-gun friendly, and just give them an opportunity to become comfortable and safe, knowledgeable and skilled. Because a lot of women didn't grow up hunting with dad or with grandpa or whatever, and they have a lot less experience than a lot of the male population. So we close that gap.
So is there a difference between having just like a woman's only gun rights organization mm-hmm. and just a generic gun rights organization that has female members? And I'm asking this not to try and sound, you know, obtuse or anything, but I'm honestly curious, like, is there a difference in the way that the organization runs? Do the female members feel more comfortable?
Well, first of all, I'd like you to know that there are male members. Some of them are actually in our audience tonight listening. And you can be a male Second Amendment sister.
That just seems happens. Kind of strange. Okay.
You're basically a supporter.
I think it's wonderful sort of activism, though, like helping females become more accustomed and comfortable with the mm-hmm. power of a firearm, because it is generally something that's stereotyped as male, that, like having the power to instantly take away someone's life or, you know, permanently damage it. But it can also be used as a beneficial tool. So I just say that I'm a great admirer of yours, and I haven't even heard of your works before now.
Yeah, it's a great equalizer, being able to handle a firearm. And whether you're male or female, young or old, large or small, weak or strong, it can be a great equalizer. The difference, though, between a woman's advocacy group, basically the Second Amendment Sisters was started in 1999 as a balance or an antithesis to the Million Mom March.
Okay.
All these moms against guns, heaven forbid, think of the children, all this kind of thing. So we want to say, there's another group out there. Wait, there isn't one. Let's start one.
I thought there was a group called the Pink Pistols.
I'm not familiar with them, but I'd like to meet them. We have several ladies that do shoot Pink Pistols, but we don't know about them.
Oh, Mark just indicated that the Pink Pistols is an LGBT gun rights organization.
Well, we welcome that also. Pink Pistols, yes. Well, regardless of your orientation or hand-eye coordination or whichever you
want. Well, you want good hand-eye coordination if you're shooting.
Not. But, you know, we can fix that if you have issues. We had several limp-wristed people today of various... seriously, I'm not speaking
people
in an LGBT situation. I'm talking about people who are not strong in ordinary firearms. Regardless of your limp-wristedness, we can handle that. We can assist you to handle that. So it is Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party tonight, folks. You know, you got to bring it on.
So is there, you know, like an actual difference in the way that the women feel more comfortable getting instructions from a female instructor?
Well, you liken it to picking out shoes. to going to your gynecologist or your dentist. You really don't want to have a big old giant guy going, here, this will fit you, try them on. They don't have the same experiences. When you're under the tarp with your feet in the straddle, you don't want to have a guy sometimes looking up at everything that's going on. Sometimes you just want a female. And the same thing works with a gun. I mean, really, you sometimes want to have someone who's kind of been in your shoes or dealt with your hands. So a lot of guys have big giant man paws. I mean, seriously, they'd be like, here, take this 45 Colt. It's awesome.
Oh, I see the videos of that on YouTube. Yeah. And I am not a violent person, but I just want to take those boyfriends and slap them across their face. Because that is a total jerk move to give your girlfriend a gun that you know is going to kick back and break her nose.
We've actually had women come to our shoots, and after being in the instruction that I give in the beginning and going off with Melissa or Michelle that are here, our range safety officers, they go on, and afterwards when we're having a snack or a little beverage, non-alcoholic, of course, they say to me, wow, now I feel comfortable. The first time I did this, and myriad stories ensue of the guys that showed me, here, try this, it'll be great. Let's see how she does. And they're all making fun of her, sending her up for a failure. And they come to us, and they get the warm, welcoming ladies, girlfriend, night out, mama embrace. And that's what we offer. We want you to be comfortable. We don't want to make fun of you. You're going to be one of us. We want you to be around us. We don't want to set you up for failure.
Right, and that's great. This is like an interesting subject that I've been looking into a little bit recently with like sexism and the stereotypes that are involved in that. And like generally you would think, well, I mean, if you're getting training for using a gun, it'd be the same as if you were getting, like, training to drive a car or something. Like, it doesn't matter if you're male or female. But for something like this, it does require, like, physical strength. And also, there's, like, entire different mentalities. Like, people growing up, females are always taught to be, like, dainty and gentle. And men are, like, the rough and tough, go out and hunt and bring home the bacon kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have to stay home and cook it.
Right. So it is slightly different. Like, men and women do have different experiences when it comes to things like firearms. So I could see how it would be more of an open and like welcoming experience for women, especially since the organization is run by women and they're more accustomed and I guess understanding to the needs and requirements that women have, especially when it comes to like using powerful firearms.
Yes. And face it, we live longer. I've had many a woman come up to me and she's largely older than I am. And we won't go there, but let's just say they say, well, you know, my Harold used to do this.
And so they're in their 30s.
No, let's say at least twice to three times that. We've had 87 is the oldest that I have had to the pleasure of training. And wow. She said to me, my Harold used to do this. Now it's up to me. She's by herself. She needs to have her own protection. Let's face it. Even if there were the numbers available of having one cop per family, I don't really want that sitting outside my front door.
I don't think anybody wants that.
No, but seriously, they say, you know, when seconds count, place their minutes away. I hit a deer once at the intersection of 4 and 28 in the Epsom Circle. The Epsom Circle is where the police are. It took them 23 minutes to get to me. That's hitting a deer. Now, what if I had to sit there and hold my firearm against a perpetrator attacking me or my children?
Right.
I'm not going to wait 23 minutes to see what they're going to tell me to do. I'm going to handle things myself.
I don't think anyone would.
Exactly. But if you don't have the training, you don't have the knowledge, and heaven forbid the experience in that case, but if you don't have some experience with your firearm, you're not going to know what to do. We have women that come in, and they'll just sit there and put the eye and ear protection on and smell and listen and hear and hear and hear all the firearm banging around and go, okay, this is not for me. I'm going to go outside for a while, off the range. 10 minutes later, they'll come in and say, you know what? I think I'll try again. And they hit 10 shots on a quarter. It's amazing. They really have the skills. They just don't have the comfort or the ideas that they really can do this. It hasn't been ingrained in them their whole lives. So.
And you ladies have a couple of range days to where the Second Amendment sisters basically rent out a shooting range?
Yes, we do. We have the second Sunday, like the Second Amendment, every month, all year round at Wilson Hill Pistol Club on Lakeshore Drive in Manchester. During the outdoor season from April to November, we shoot at Elkins Fish and Game Club in Wilmot, which is an outdoor range where we can also shoot long guns. At Wilson Hill, it's strictly pistol. We're actually opening a couple more ranges, Londonderry and Major Waldron's and Goffstown, Pelham. We're interested in doing that. So we have several times where women can come to them and no men are allowed.
All right, Margo, I want to hold you on for one more segment to talk about some of the range days and also gun safety, because it's very important for people to remember gun safety. Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live with Daryl, Ellen, and special guest.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you a programmer? Are you proud of your programming skills? If you can program, then you can prove theorems. And if you can prove theorems, then you can get proof that you can prove theorems at mathgate.info. Are you looking to employ a programmer? Before hiring an applicant, you can verify their skills by asking them to pass a test in basic formal reasoning at mathgate.info. All of this can be done using only Bitcoin addresses as pseudonyms. Welcome to the future. For more information, visit mathgate.info.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, broadcasting live from Porkfest 2014. Takes place every year for 1 week. It is basically 1 week of camping and just awesomeness in the White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Ellen.
And we are being joined by Margot Keys. We'll get back to Margot because I do want to talk about gun safety and what one would expect from a range day. Not necessarily anything specific to what the Second Amendment sisters necessarily do, but just generic, this is what happens at a range day. And we'll get back to Margot in just a second. But first, need focus, feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts. There's just so much going on all at once in our lives these days. Every moment, it seems like we can't keep track of everything and we're tired. Don't you wish there was something that could get you out of the rut, give you the focus you need, and help you get things done? Well, there may be. Modafinil from ModUp.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how Modafinil from ModUp.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they need. Check out ModUp.net. Look into it for yourself. They offer fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality Modafinil at an amazing price. And ModUp.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. That's right. You can order ModUp.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. And to make the deal even sweeter, use the code FTL and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So use that code FTL. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show and ModUp.net ships worldwide. It is your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Please, we recommend that you look into it for yourself, but we're sure you'll find ModUp.net offers a great service at a great price. That's ModUp.net. Use the code FTL. ModUp.net. Code FTL. So, Margot, you are with the Second Amendment Sisters, and we discussed a little bit about what it is that you guys do, and you had mentioned some range days. So just walk everybody through what a typical range day is. And again, you know, not necessarily what happens at a Second Amendment Sisters range day, but whenever a group of people go out for a range day.
Okay, well, generally, when you go onto the range, you have to recognize that you should not be open or conceal carry. That's an important key because most ranges are what we call cold or clear, where you should not have your ammunition and your firearm together, regardless if you're new or an instructor or whatever. So you go on without your firearms on your person. You have them in your range bag. Generally, if there's no absolute instruction like we offer, you will have someone who just goes over the range rules. So make sure you're aware of this. Sometimes they're posted. Sometimes there's certain ammunitions you cannot use at certain ranges. And I have some of them are frangible ranges where they use the lead-free only. Some of them only allow short or can't allow long guns. You have to know the range rules.
Okay, so it's important to know the range rules, yes. Follow the range rules.
Yes.
And then, you know, basically, how does it work? Do people just, you know, go up and start shooting at a range? Do people take turns? Is there one lane? Are there five lanes? Does everybody get a lane?
Well, every range is really different. Some private ranges have 3 stations, and then some others have 6 to 10 or 50. You just never know what you have. Generally, there's someone who's a RSO, which is called a range safety officer, or a range boss, or something to that effect, where they're the ones who know what's going on and can help you.
Okay, and I think today when I went out to the newbie to expert shoot, and it was actually the first time I've ever shot a handgun.
Congratulations.
I've shot rifles and shotguns in the past. First time ever shooting a handgun.
How'd you do?
I did decent the first time. I was safe the first time. I hit the target 3 of 6 times. The second time, I actually got it within the center square, I think 4 of 5.
So you were shooting the paper targets.
Yes, paper targets, because they had to set up a range for handguns and anything over a .22.
Yes.
And they had, I think they called it like a lane boss. So they had somebody running each lane.
Right.
And just real quick, go over the basics of gun safety. I know there's 3 primary rules, so if you could just go over those.
3 primary rules, and as I say when I teach instruction before, they go on the range, any new person. They start with always, always, and always. So you have to always do them. The first one is always keep your muzzle, the front business end of the gun, pointed in a safe direction.
Okay.
Anything else happens, at least your muzzle is in a safe direction. Figuring out your safe direction can be different each place, but that's what the range boss is for. So you know your muzzle has to be in a safe direction. Second rule is to always keep your finger off the trigger, and we add on the frame until you're ready to fire. And the third one is to always keep your firearm unloaded until you're ready to fire, and also assume every firearm is loaded until you check it yourself. The fourth one's really close to the top 3, but you should know, it doesn't start with always, so we have to change it a little bit. It's to know your target and what is beyond it, because
could always say always know your target.
Oh, there you go, brilliant.
The
NRA know they can make that change now. Thanks, Daryl. No problem. So always know your target and what's beyond it. When you're on a range, it's very simple. The target's at the back of the range. When you're out in the world, when you're hunting, when you're in your home, it gets very different. You want to shoot the perp coming at you, but there's little Johnny and his dog. Well, you missed. Oops. So it's a little bit changing there. So, you have to know these range rules for the particular range, how they act. Know the basic safety rules, which are wherever you go. That's an absolute everywhere. And then, know what their specific staging can be. Some places you have a line you do not cross when it is an active range or a hot range. Some of them you can work at different stations at different distances. You really have to know what that range will accommodate.
Margo, where can people go to find out more about the Second Amendment Sisters?
You can certainly go on our website, which is 2asisters.org. /NH for New Hampshire, or just, nationwide in the United States.
2asisters.org. Margo, thank you very much.
Thank you, Daryl.
We're going to bring Joel Salatin on and try and give him just a little bit of extra time in this segment before we have him on for the remainder of the hour. Joel, come on up. Have a seat in the third chair here. And, Joel, you actually just got done about 25 minutes ago with your keynote speech. So thank you for running up a hill and up about a flight and a half of stairs to get into the LRN studio.
Well, it's great to be with you.
And just give a real quick teaser of who you are real quick for the radio audience, and we'll be back momentarily.
Well, I and my family co-own Polyface Farm in Virginia, Shenandoah Valley.
Polyface Farm. We'll be back with Joel Salatin on Free Talk Live.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest 2014. It's the 11th annual, and it takes place in Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. I'm looking out and seeing the purplish hues of the sky between a couple of mountains, and that's just not something that you see back in Keene, New Hampshire. Something else you don't see in Keene, New Hampshire is Joel Salatin, who just finished giving a keynote speech. Joel, thank you for joining myself and Ellen tonight.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
And you wound up giving, I think it was, what, like a 1.5 hour speech?
Well, I talked for an hour and then took questions for a half an hour. So.
And what was the topic of the speech tonight?
Well, the basic topic was how important the Free State Project was. I mean, I started there. Just, we desperately need examples. You know, some of us are not going to move here, you know, as part of that Free State Project. And everywhere we go, you know, neighbors and friends and family, you know, poo-poo the idea of a libertarian approach to solving problems. That, you know, come on. Grow up, it doesn't actually work. You know, there's a million reasons. And so what we desperately need in the culture to move the message forward are examples that we can point to and say, here's where it's working. Here's what it looks like. You don't know what it looks like? Here's what it looks like. And so, you know, I kind of started out with that context of how important it was, how we desperately need examples and stories to have a visible representation of what it is that we all espouse in theory, but our country is so far removed from libertarian principles that when you start talking about anything like this, you know, actual non-governmental solutions to things, people look at you like you have two heads, like it's some, you know, totally foreign idea in some academic theory somewhere that doesn't actually have practical implications.
Right, and I actually wanted to give you a little bit of praise just on the aspect that you were focusing on, more so that the Free State Project is something that we should be looking up to and, you know, aspiring to create this ideal. And most people focus more so on things that we shouldn't be doing or things that we should be against. But I feel like it's a more powerful and touching message when you say something like, this is what we should be.
Yes. Well, you know, one of the tensions or one of the the problems in, I'll just say, our movement is that we're perceived as the movement of no. You know, we say we don't want health care. We don't want government intruding in this. We don't want this. We don't want that. We don't want public aid, whatever. And so one of the messages that I wanted to bring tonight was that we need to become the movement of yes, that ultimately, as libertarians, we're very enthusiastic.
I love health care. I've got some health problems that I would love to have treated. I am opposed to government run or government intrusion into health care that makes it more difficult for me to wind up getting treatment for the torn ACL that I have.
Right, but when you say that to people, all they hear is, I'm against government, and that immediately turns them against whatever you have to say after that.
Yeah, so what you can say is, I am ultimately for individually empowered health care, which means that I have the freedom to buy the food of my choice from the source of my choice. I have the freedom to to do with my house things that will make my house build a cistern instead of being on the public water system, for example, so I control my water source from my place of choice. These are things that ultimately empower individual choice. And one of the problems with the heavy-handed regulatory climate we have right now is that it creates an orthodoxy. It creates an orthodoxy in the system that that either marginalizes, demonizes, or outright criminalizes a lot of the actual choice antidotes for what a lot of us would like to see done.
And you're not one of these people that just talks about a philosophy. You actually live your philosophy. You are the world's most famous farmer, and you also do a lot of permaculture, and you had mentioned the Polyface Farms. So what are some of the things that you're doing down there at Polyface Farms?
Well, we're growing animals without vaccinations, medications, and chemical fertilizers. You know, we use non-GMO, you know, feedstuffs.
When somebody that isn't necessarily a libertarian hears you're growing animals without vaccinations, the first thing that pops into their mind is you want everybody that eats your steaks to die. So
that sounds terrible. You can't let these animals run rampant with their diseases.
Can you explain why it's safer to have animals that aren't vaccinated?
Well, it's safer because ultimately you're allowing a Darwinian selection process to select for vibrant health. And what happens over time when you provide universal crutches to things and you artificially prop up weaknesses, you gradually weaken genetic strength. And you know, if we're going to run a race tomorrow, and I have a room full of possible candidates to be on my team, and everybody comes in on crutches, I don't know who can stand until I knock their crutches out. By knocking their crutches out, I find out, you can stand, you can be on my team, you know. And what we've done now over several decades now with our chemical dependent agriculture from plants to animals is that we have weakened genetic vibrancy. So we've created a very dependent, a pharmaceutically, chemically dependent class of food. And that translates into nutrient deficiency and dependency in the human population as well.
And what exactly is permaculture? Because I know that that's something else that you do.
Yeah, well, permaculture is a term that was developed by Dave Holmgren and Bill Mollison, who are from Tasmania and Australia, back, you know, about three decades ago. And it describes an agricultural system that is a design to increase the amount of output for the amount of input. See, what's happened in our food system is that 70 years ago, it took a quarter of a calorie of energy to put a calorie of food on your plate. Today, it takes 15 calories of energy to put one calorie of food on your plate. That's not progress. You know, that is incredible energy dependency. And so what permaculture says is let's look at designing an ecological system using ecological patterns, gravity, water as a heat sink, airflow, perennials rather than annuals, you know, that don't have to be planted all the time. Let's look at some of these systems and design an ecosystem that gives us maximum output for minimum human intervention, whether it's human, whether it's, petroleum or whatever. And that's a really, you know, what we have right now is a food supply that we could argue is abundant, but it's abundant at such a high soil erosion and petroleum cost that it's not sustainable. It's actually regressive. It's degenerative, economically and environmentally and emotionally rather than being regenerative. And so permaculture actually designs. One of the things that I really like about permaculture is that we have this mentality in our culture right now that in order to be environmentally friendly, to have an integrity relationship with my environment, I have to abandon the environment. You know, we can't let people on the environment. We have to put in wilderness areas and state parks and national forests. We have to get the people away in order to, you know, have ecological integrity.
Right, because people aren't part of nature.
Right, yeah, people aren't part of, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, what we're learning now more and more is that, you know, people have been part of nature for a long time. And so the permaculturalists are actually, I think, wonderful deep ecologists because they're actually participating environmentally with participatory environmentalism rather than abandonment and environmental, you know, to assume that every ravine and valley and hill and everything that's out there landed from the volcano and the earthquakes and the creation perfectly takes a lot of blind faith.
Hold on, Joel. We will be back momentarily. I want to talk more about the permaculture and different ways that people can farm.
That will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do
you
is
said
drink
I was
coffee. I'm not talking
this
about
one,
harmful
but
store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and J.C. Penney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, broadcasting live from Porkfest 11, the Porcupine Freedom Festival that takes place annually for the last 11 years anyway, annually in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. We are in the Rogers Campground of Lancaster, New Hampshire. The sun is setting, but you can still vaguely make out the mountains, and I just love being able to look out the window while broadcasting on the radio and see the mountains, because that's not something that you get to see back in Keene, New Hampshire. And Joel, we'll get back to you momentarily, but first I want to make sure that I tell you about the North American Bitcoin Conference that is taking place in Chicago's McCormick Place South Building, July 19th and 20th. Speakers include Kathy Reisenwitz from Young Voices, Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Bitcoin Jesus Roger Veer, Charlie Lee from Litecoin, Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante, Trace Mayer of the Armory Wallet, Peter Smith of Blockchain.info, Jeffrey Tucker of Liberty.me, and many more. You can get your tickets now at btcchicago.com. And, of course, what would a Bitcoin conference be if you could not pay in Bitcoin? So you can go there, btcchicago.com, pay in Bitcoin. And as far as I'm being told, this is the first Bitcoin conference to take place in the Midwest of the U.S. So btcchicago.com. In studio tonight, it's Daryl and
Ellen
and Joel Salatin is our guest. Joel is the world's most famous farmer, and you do a lot with permaculture. And I've got a question before you get back to sort of explaining what permaculture is. And you gave a pretty good description, but I'm curious if it works with, you know, any crop, or if you need to, you know, pick and choose your crops of what can actually be grown year-round, what can't. But is there a difference between permaculture and aquaponics, to where you set something up with tilapia and certain types of plants, and then the fish do their thing to fertilize the plants, and the plants do something for the fish.
Yeah, well, I think permaculture, where it differs from aquaponics, is that aquaponics is a pretty fragile system. I mean, the aquaponic practitioners have kind of a joke. They say if you haven't killed your 10,000th fish, you're still a novice.
I thought the point was to raise the fish, kill them, and then eat them.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you don't want to kill them before you want to kill them. That's called mortality, you know, not harvest. So the point is that it is a very techno-sophisticated, fragile system. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that it's extremely an extremely fragile system. I think where that differs from permaculture is that permaculture is into systems that are resilient simply because they tap into fundamental patterns that we see in nature. For example, in nature, animals move. They're not stationary. And so permaculture would design a system in which animals are not confined in a house or a feedlot situation, but they actually move. Now, if they're going to move, we have to control, we have to shelter them. So permaculture encourages portable infrastructure rather than stationary infrastructure. Portable shelter, portable control, electric fence, things like that. Permaculture would advocate perennial plants rather than annual plants. So they want to minimize corn and soybeans and grains, for example, and maximize tree crops and perennials, asparagus and things that rhubarb as a vegetable, okay, as opposed to annuals. Rather than having tillage, I simply use mulch as a ground cover as a way to, move things forward. They work a lot with water. You know, water is a limiting factor. So how do you get more from your water? And so rather than building Army Corps of Engineer massive dams on the Mississippi, for example, they would advocate millions of small farm ponds in the highlands of Ohio and Indiana and Illinois to impound the water high on the landscape so that we keep the raindrops as close to where they fall for as long as possible. You know, the idea that Colorado, for example, would outlaw a rain barrel because the water is part of the commons, and if you keep it in a rain barrel from your downspout in your gutter, that's hoarding water, is anathema to a permaculturalist who would say, no, actually the way to hydrate the landscape is to actually impede the flow of the raindrops, hold them up higher so we can use them for multiple purposes and slow their drainage to the low ground. These are all basic, permaculture concepts where we simply gently manipulate the landscape to tap into very strong, functional, fundamental ecological patterns that we see all over the world.
Right, and you're talking about things now that occur naturally that farmers, had to pick up on these little tricks that help them succeed as far as, agriculture goes. So there's a whole debate about this, and I don't want to, open up the can of worms that ends up taking an hour to discuss, but just, briefly, could you explain to me, what your view is on genetically modified crops?
Oh, genetically modified organisms. Well, my view there is I'm not in favor of them personally. Okay, the problem is that when you say no GMOs, you're quickly put in this box of anti-science, and anti-innovation. So where I am on GMOs is fine to have GMOs, but they can't trespass. My statement to all the folks that want GMO labeling is that if the efforts currently expended in demanding regulatory, mandatory GMO labeling, if all that effort had been expended instead in making sure that local district attorneys and attorneys general upheld property rights and trespass law, so that when your foreign being came onto my farm, you were liable for trespass under, typical common law jurisprudence.
And I've read lawsuits where this has happened, to where Monsanto has sued farmers.
Yes.
Because the next door neighbor had some seeds or some pollen that blew across, you know, the property line and then pollinated whatever crop it was. And thus, you know, you're violating my intellectual property by using this thing that you didn't even want, but it drifted across because that's what air does. Air and bees move pollen.
Yeah, I mean, these are beings that are whose purpose is to be promiscuous. I mean, if they don't breathe, they don't reproduce, right? And so what we've got is a situation where my neighbor's bull, let's make it more practical, my neighbor's bull comes through the fence, tramples my flower bed, and instead of the neighbor being liable for the damages of the bull, I have to pay for the privilege of the bull tilling my flower bed. That's how convoluted and how weak our property rights situation is in this country. And that's a perfect example of how the libertarian approach allows for the innovation. Okay, yeah, you want to experiment with GMOs, that's great, go ahead and do it, you can do whatever you want to, but the day one of them comes onto my farm and impregnates my crops that I don't want, you're suddenly liable. That, rather than a government agency, oversight, labeling laws, and additional policing powers, that is a far more, it's a much more sustainable, doable solution to the problem. And it would elevate the problem from, rather than being, I don't like what you're doing, stop it, to a basic, your fist ends at my nose. And wouldn't that be a much better way to attack the GMO problem than asking for more regulations?
And one thing that I would really like to see, and I know that the FDA in the past has had regulations preventing this, is they've used regulations to prevent people from labeling things as not containing GMO. So I would much prefer the FDA remove the regulation preventing someone from putting does not contain GMO than forcing people to say that it does. And one more quick question, because we're almost out of time here. What's your thoughts on terraced farming? Because you see this in a lot of the, you know, South American countries, sure, where it's real mountainy, and of course we have that here in New Hampshire, but you don't really see people growing crops on the sides of mountains.
Yeah, well, I'm a huge believer in terracing. There again, that's another land policy, a landscape plan policy that takes advantage of gravity, of size, and changes an ecology from a drainage place to a regenerating place, to a reservoir place, and that's wonderful.
Joel, thank you very much.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8181 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8181.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.